now that the COVID-19 vaccines are being rolled out, what does it mean for people with disabilities and for workers in the disability sector? Mark Kalinske, CEO of local non-for-profit Community Living Australia, joins me now to discuss. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you.
Where do people with disabilities and their carers and staff fit into this rollout?
Well, first of all, the first part of the vaccine's rolling out to frontline health workers, people on the border, and quarantine areas, and also people living in residential facilities, either in aged or disability care. So, and basically the federal government's taking care of that part of the rollout, and then that's called 1A, and then there's 1B, where other people with disabilities that may live in the community with their families, etc., and they will be a part of the next rollout, which the state's responsible for.
Right, and do we have any indication of when that might start?
Well, I know that in aged care, the rollout has certainly started with the 1A group. It hasn't really hit the disability sector at this stage. They're still trying to work out, because I think there was a little bit of confusion in the early stages that, there was a thought that people with disabilities lived in large residential settings. And we know that's not the case. People live in, you know, small group homes where there's up to four people living or less. The logistics around getting particularly the Pfizer vaccine out to those groups of people is a little bit more problematic.
Oh, right. I imagine there would be a lot of logistics to factor in. And as a non-for-profit as well, Community Living Australia, you'll be managing a rollout of your own as well, right?
Well, that's right. So basically, the vaccine isn't mandatory in Australia. And the government hasn't done that because, you know, they obviously want people to make up their own minds. But certainly the information that's out there, that the vaccine's a good thing to have. It's going to keep you out of hospital. It's going to it won't stop you from getting COVID-19 necessarily, but it will give you a very mild case of the virus.
Mm. So dramatically, you know, like dramatically a lot better than getting the virus and not having the vaccine, from what I understand.
Absolutely. Mm. The other part to that too is that basically what they're finding is, because you're not getting a serious case of COVID-19, you're less likely to transmit it to other people. So it's those people that have, you know, the acute COVID-19 are more likely to transmit the virus to other people. So all of a sudden you'll see the transmission rate going down.
Mm. Absolutely. Will there be any impact on clients or employees if they don't get the vaccine?
Well, the impact may be that some people might choose not to work with people that haven't been vaccinated. So again, we work in an area where people with disabilities choose who they want to support them or not. And if they feel that a staff member hasn't been vaccinated, they might see it as a bit of a risk.
Mm.
So I guess, you know, we strongly encourage people to be vaccinated. We think it's a good thing. It's going to keep them safe, and it's going to keep their colleagues safe. And more importantly, it's going to keep people with disabilities safe. So we think that most people get that. They just, you know, there's some people are a little bit unsure because of the false information, the anti-vaxxers out there putting out false information of what it could mean.
Mm, absolutely. And having very closely looked at all of the information on this, there is gross mis and disinformation out there, which is really unfortunate considering the life-saving properties of a vaccine, and a lot of us almost becoming complacent because vaccines have been so effective over the past 100 years.
Yeah, and I think that's the sad thing about that false information. And people believe what they'll believe, but as an organisation, we won't mandate. You know, we don't think it's up to us to mandate the vaccine. We strongly recommend it, and we'll support people to get the right information, both our staff and our clients and their families, so they can make good choices. Certainly, I'll be getting the vaccine. I think it's a good thing to have. I want to protect myself and the people around me, so I'll certainly get the vaccine.
Hmm. And is there kind of any resources or any information that you're able to provide as a local non-for-profit organisation supporting people with disabilities when it comes to this particular vaccine that's rolling out?
Look, we have a COVID response team in the organisation, so I encourage any of our staff or clients to contact that team, and they've got some really good information available, and would have information on our website too that points people to the right, credible information on the web.
Great.
So, through health.
8536 5858 is your number, and people can also seek advice and support for a range of other things at Community Living Australia, Mark.
Absolutely. So if anyone needs any support around their disability support needs or advice of where to get support, we're more than happy to talk to people and point them in the right direction.
Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.